news. No two farms are alike, and at Blue Valley Insurance, we understand that. That's why you'll get farm insurance coverage tailored just for you. We look at your individual situation and help you figure out the coverages that make the most sense for your farm, all at an affordable price. No matter what you grow or how big or small your farm, we can help. Your roots are in farming. Ours are in protecting you. Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
You.
This bill is not going to fail because of lack of compromise or thoughtfulness on the part of all of the senators and the stakeholders that have worked on this. If this bill fails, it will fail like it has in the past because of political pressure from a few people in our state who wield their power to stamp out the will of the people.
That audio from KSNB Local Channel 4. The Nebraska Attorney General, along with the Nebraska State Patrol and other law enforcement agencies, said that they oppose the bill.
What we've seen in other states that have gone down this route is increase in traffic fatalities, traffic accidents. It's important that the senators know what the unintended consequences of a bill like this is.
Mid-America Network News.
Tax season is here. Are you ready? AARP Foundation Tax Aid is. Their IRS-certified volunteers provide tax preparation help to anyone, and it's completely free. You don't have to be an AARP member. AARP Foundation Tax Aid has several in-person, low-contact, and contact-free options. Visit aarp.org/taxaid or call 888-AARP now for more details. That's aarp.org/TAXAIDE or 888-AARP-NOW.
Shocker Basketball needs you in the Roundhouse. Come experience one of the top college basketball atmospheres in the nation for yourself and be a part of the best fan base there is. Single game and discounted group rate tickets for all remaining Shocker men's and women's basketball games are available for purchase now. Get yours at goshockers.com/tickets or call the Shocker ticket office at 316-978-FANS. That's goshockers.com/tickets or 316-978-FANS. Go Shocks!
Did the new year bring new devices in your home? You might want to increase your internet speed. If you up your speed this month, you get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months to kick off 2023. New Blue Valley Internet customers also get a $20.23 bill credit for 3 months. Visit bluevalley.net/2023.
Terms and conditions apply. See store for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. On a 5-2 vote, the Prairie Hills USD 113 School Board Monday voted to close the Wetmore K-12 Academic Center at the end of his school year. Anissa Bloom and Philip Bussing were the dissenting votes. The action follows a public hearing with more than two dozen constituents urging reconsideration of what was termed declining enrollment and budgetary concerns. The resolution to close stated the board found that closing will improve USD 113, which serves Sabetha, Wetmore, and Axtell. A faulty weld in a pipeline bend reportedly contributed to a crude oil spill in Washington County December 7th, releasing some 14,000 barrels of oil before the line was shut down. Cleanup continues and is expected to cost some $480 million, with as many as 800 workers on site during the process. Operator TC Energy is checking other parts of the pipeline with a manufactured weld on a fitting connecting sections of pipe. Mill Creek was affected, but the Little and Big Blue Rivers downstream, which feed Tuttle Creek Reservoir, were not. Officials have advised that prompt response from the energy company and Washington County were instrumental in containing the spill quickly. The line was closed for some 3 weeks. Committee hearings with the Kansas House Energy Committee are planned on the matter next month. Marshall County Commissioners reviewed bids from Husker Steel for three bridge packages and Norfolk Construction for construction of the bridges. These were approved for a total of $478,000 at last week's meeting. Purchase of a new truck for $156,000 was approved. Commissioners approved a request from Twin Valley for the 4 recycling trailers, which will be replaced with stationary trailers in March. The county clerk has received several oil and gas leases, and drilling operations have been reported in the southern part of Marshall County. Frankfort Community Care Home Board of Directors met with the board, asking consideration of allotting some American Rescue Plan funds to the care home to assist with upgrade of the plumbing in the building. That cost approximately $250,000. No decision was made. Investigation into a recent break-in and theft at the Washington County Transfer Station continues, with video surveillance indicating that perhaps a 2008 Chevy Malibu with a popped hood and driver's side door damage may have been involved. The break-in was reported January 16th, shortly after 9 a.m., with several tubs of copper and some power tools stolen. Photos are posted on the Environmental Sciences Facebook page, and authorities are asking anyone with information or who may be able to identify the individuals or vehicle involved to please contact the Washington County Sheriff's Office. Gage County Board of Supervisors passed a resolution directing the county attorney to institute action to foreclose delinquent real estate taxes. The highway superintendent discussed the substitution of rock versus gravel on roads for the townships. The next planning and zoning meeting is planned Wednesday, and the Township County Board meeting will be held February 23rd at 7 p.m. at the Vets Club in Beatrice. Gage County authorities are asking public assistance with information regarding vandalism at the Blue Springs Cemetery, which was reported January 19th. A fence and two headstones were damaged, with vehicle tracks and parts of a vehicle damaged that were recovered. Anyone with information is asked to contact the Sheriff's Office or Gage County Crime Stoppers at 402-228-4343. U.S. Congressman Tracy Mann, the Big First District, made stops in Marysville and Hanover on Monday. He talked about his second-term plans.
So going into this term, the biggest thing that's probably going to impact our district is this farm bill. So the governing policy that really governs or impacts agriculture most is the farm bill. These are five-year bills, and our current farm bill expires September 30th of this year. So we're going to be doing a lot of work at the Ag Committee to look at reauthorizing the farm bill. Within that, you know, a lot of priorities, but my biggest priority will be crop insurance. It's just such an important risk management tool for our ag producers, and there'll be a lot of other things we're looking at as well. But you'll hear a lot about the farm bill moving forward. Another thing that's going to happen this year is this summer is going to be the debt limit. There's going to be a lot of discussions about that as we as a nation hit our debt limit here this summer. So there have been some discussions. There'll be a lot more as we move forward.
Maxine D. Reynolds, age 91, of Marysville, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the United Methodist Church in Marysville. Burial in the Marysville City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 10 until 9. Family will receive friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Maxine Reynolds. Phyllis A. Hoffman, age 97, of rural Burchard, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at Salem United Church of Christ, rural Steiner. Interment in the church cemetery. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday from 5 until 7 at the Weary Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Phyllis Hoffman. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, hamburger gravy with mashed potatoes, a biscuit, sweet peas, strawberries, and bananas. Tomorrow, an egg salad sandwich made of bisque, celery and carrots, fruit cocktail, and a cookie. KUDY News Time, 7:13.
For the life that's well remembered, when only the best will do. Cornerstone Granite Industries has the monuments right for you. We have the full range of choices and the best values through and through. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Granite works for you.
Cornerstone Granite in Home has the monument that's right for you.
Bite Me is barbecue and more. They can offer almost any menu item you might prefer, with full-service catering, drop-off, or pickup available. No crowds too large or small, from family, business, or social events, including weddings. Let them help you make your occasion or event perfect.
It is good!
For catering options, contact Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville and get your date booked today.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. A winter storm watch will be in effect from early Wednesday afternoon until early Thursday afternoon. Still staying warmer today, some rain showers and thunderstorms likely today, staying cloudy with our highs in the mid-40s and mid-50s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Staying breezy overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. Westerly winds still between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Staying much cooler as we head into Wednesday, some snow showers are likely, cloudy with our highs in the lower to upper 30s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. These snow showers will continue over Wednesday night, staying cloudy and breezy with our lows in the lower to upper teens. North winds between 15 and 25 and gusting as high as 35. Between 3 and 5 inches of snow accumulation is possible. Some flurries early on Thursday, then partly sunny with our highs in the lower 30s. Northwest winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
Average high temperature mid-February 45, record high in this state 80. The average low 22 and the record low 10 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:21. Sunset this evening at 6:02. Winter storm watch remains in effect late Wednesday through Thursday morning and includes our listening area in northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska. Heavy snow possible, total accumulations possible 4 to 6 inches with wind gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. That could lead to reduced visibility from blowing and drifting snow. Again, late Wednesday into Thursday morning, plan on slippery road conditions. Patchy blowing snow could significantly reduce visibility. Hazardous conditions could impact commutes. Well above freezing at 43 degrees, light rain not a factor as far as travel conditions this morning may look a lot different 24 hours out. There is a broad band of precipitation encompassing the eastern third of Kansas, breaks up some into the eastern third of Nebraska, kind of loops around the very far northwest corner of Kansas, southwest Nebraska, but that is diminishing. Our neck of the woods looks like a mix of precipitation Wednesday into Thursday. As temperatures drop and a cold front approaches, all things could change weather-wise and travel-wise. 43 degrees this hour. That's chance check of the morning news and weather for this Tuesday. It's Valentine's Day, the 14th of February. KNDY News Time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Valentine's Day is all about love, but not just romantic love. It's the perfect opportunity to shower your family, friends, and children with sweet notes and gifts to remind them of just how much they mean to you. And Reflections is here to help. From funny and sentimental cards to delicious gourmet chocolates and candies, adorable Valentine's Day plush, and more, you're guaranteed to find something they'll love. Make Reflections Hallmark your Valentine's Day shopping destination, located at 901 Broadway in downtown Marysville, Kansas.
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Valley Heights hosting Clifton Clyde. Frankfort is home to Onega. Axtell entertains Troy. Washington County's at Hanover. Centralia at Blue Valley. Kansas and Kansas State both tip off at 8 tonight. Live coverage on KNDY.
State purpose of visit.
Well, looks like the old tractor's gonna kick the bucket this year.
Searching internet for new bucket.
No, I wanna check insurance rates.
Sale located. Right now, get 20% off new bucket with code It's Raining Buckets.
Robots don't know you. We do. For more than 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has relied on relationships to get you the insurance coverage you need for your farm or ranch. Find a Farm Bureau agent at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it.
Call on Farm Bureau Insurance Agent Bryce Leonard in Washington today.
Here's a look at your ag news from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Jeff Aiken. If it's Tuesday, it's time for the Stackline Report.
Well, folks, a bipartisan group of lawmakers are intensifying their push to have more oversight on foreign purchases of farmland. They specifically are concerned about the Chinese. No doubt about that. They've bought a bunch of land in this country already. It's kind of scary. And they want to buy that land that's close to a lot of our Air Force bases. And I wonder why that is. In any event, I never did know that that land there was a better production method for agriculture, but maybe they do. Currently, folks, there's a federal panel that reviews foreign investments. And we have the Secretaries of Treasury, Homeland Security, Defense, others. But guess who's not involved and hasn't been for 100 years? Secretary of Agriculture. And we're talking about agricultural land going into the hands of foreign investors. Folks, they're putting together something that will include the Secretary. 11 states, or thereabouts, have introduced legislation to ban foreign land purchases. And I guarantee you one thing, I'm a 1,000% in favor of that. Well, folks, USDA coming out with some information that I hate to tell you that I agree with. They're confirming farmers' fears. Net farm income and net cash farm income expected to fall this year, no doubt. I don't think there's any doubt about it. They're forecasting net farm income to fall nearly 16%. They say the biggest takeaway from the initial farm income forecast is both net cash and net farm income forecasts lower. Expected drop in cash receipts, government payments. Working capital, they say, is falling because farmers have eaten into their cash reserves a little in the last year or two, even though the prices have been good. See you on the next Techline Report.
Looking for the place to buy your next Top Gun in Angus Genetics? Plan to be in Gove, Kansas on Friday, February 17th.
This is Blake Angel with Lundgren Angus Ranch, and I would like to personally invite you to our 22nd annual Dollars and Cents production sale. We are offering 80 yearling Angus and Red Angus bulls, as well as 5 fallbred females and 35 fancy yearling open heifers. Angus sires include Tehama Tahoe, EXAR Monumental, and Raven Powerball. Red Angus sires include Beaver Stock Market, WFL Merlin, and the First Sons of WFL Value Added. Our motto is that it makes sense to invest your dollars in LAR genetics, and we believe that you will find value received for dollar invested runs very high at LAR. You can view our sale catalog and videos at LundgrenAngusRanch.com or at CCI.live, which is where the broadcast of our sale will be conducted. For information, call myself at 785-410-3750 or Larry at 785-673-9047. Plan to be with us on Friday, February 17th at 12:30 Central Time for the annual Lundgren Angus Ranch production sale. Find your next Top Gun in Angus Genetics and go Kansas.
The Manhattan Fish Company, Manhattan, Kansas, will be holding a special stock-out sale Wednesday, February 15th, starting at 11 o'clock a.m. on the first calf heifer pairs. We'll have 41 fancy Angus and semi-Angus first calf heifers. They'll have 30 to 45-day-old calves by side. There'll be 16 red Angus first calf heifers with 30 to 45-day-old calves, 30 fancy Angus and semi-Angus first calf heifers. They'll be bred to low birth weight Angus bulls for late February-March calves. There'll be 16 Hereford first and second calf heifers. They'll be bred to Angus and Hereford bulls for March and April calving. We'll have the herd dispersal of 45 gentle, home-raised, purebred, red and roan short-horned cows. They'll be 2 years to short and solid. Be bred to short-horned bulls for late February to April calves. There'll be 80 black cows. They'll be 5 years to older. Bred to Charolais bulls for late February, March calving. There'll be 225 choice black and black white-faced red Angus cows. They'll be 3 to 7 years old. They'll be bred for March and April calves. We'll also have 100 black-white-faced cows, 4 to 8 years old. They'll have October to December calves by side. Also offered will be 2 short-horned bulls. For more information on this special cow sale to be held Wednesday, February the 15th at 11 a.m. at the Manhattan Commission Company, please call 800-834-1029 or check our website at mcclivestock.com.
It's not often that boot camp is referring to an opportunity for college students to network and learn from feedlot professionals across the state. I'm Malia Walker, and this is Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network. K-State faculty member in the Department of Animal Sciences and Industry, Carol Fike, highlights K-State's feedlot boot camp program.
This is the 5th consecutive year of the K-State feedlot boot camp and teaching program, and it started as the idea primarily of Dr. Pete Anderson. He hears that the feedlots that they consult with have needs for talented young people that can help with their needs of running those businesses and operations and have interest in being in leadership or management. And so So how we better connect students with the opportunities that exist, educate them about the possibilities. That's where it really started, and we have a lot of industry supporters as well supporting this endeavor and helping students make connections with the feedlot world in Kansas.
Fike explains the acceptance rate and details the day-to-day and ultimate goals of boot camp.
We've had just over 100 students that have participated in those 5 years. We've had many more apply to be part of the program, but we keep it around 20 to really see and learn and have the conversations. We go from a Monday evening to a Thursday midday, so about a 3-day, pretty intensive experience that has classroom components in addition to visits at the feedlots. There's 2 evening networking dinners, one that's with Zoetis, and then the other one is an evening networking dinner. This year, for the first time, we had it as a speed interviewing kind of session where we had feedlot managers and human resources people. So, you know, the ultimate goal is making these connections and these relationships as well as training and preparing them for the next steps of going further and having an internship experience or a job opportunity.
Fike goes on to discuss the importance of programs like these in recruiting first-generation agriculture students.
We all know that as a population, people are coming more and more removed from agriculture. There's a significant portion of students that maybe haven't had the opportunity to be part of animal agriculture, but have a desire to learn and grow. While we certainly also have students that come from farms and ranches, we have this other population of students that have that desire and interest. And I think when the opportunities are given, we can cultivate that, and we pretty soon can have a portion of those students become real supporters and real integrally involved in animal agriculture coming from an urban and suburban background. That's part of what we're responsible for, and we want to try to make it happen. But certainly those connections between the classroom and gaining skills and knowledge and insight and confidence by going and doing is really where we help those students flourish and retain them in the agriculture field.
That was Carol Fike, K-State Animal Sciences and Industry faculty, giving us the rundown on K-State's Feedlot Bootcamp. From Kansas State University, I'm Malia Walker, and this has been Agriculture Today.
Selling at the Tryonic Simmental's 48th annual production sale will be 140 performance-tested Simmental, Sim Angus, Angus, and Red Angus bulls, as well as 20 select females, Sunday, February 19th. The sale begins at 1 p.m. this year, with lunch beginning at 11. If you can't make it, sure to watch and register on dvauction.com, where bidding is free. It's a great selection of bulls that will no doubt add profitability to your operation. It's the 48th annual Tryonic Simmental's production sale, Sunday, February 19th, 1 p.m.
We've got hugs and kisses on our mind today. It's all about X's and O's next on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Tuesday, February 14th. St. Valentine's Day is the 45th day of the year. Coaching legend Woody Hayes was born on this day in 1913. X's and O's on a card or letter indicate hugs and kisses, but did you know the origin is centuries old? In medieval times, when few people were literate, contracts were not considered legal unless the singer placed a cross after his or her name and kissed it to show sincerity. Eventually, the cross, or the letter X, came to symbolize a kiss. The same custom is the origin of the phrase sealed with a kiss. The O, an obvious symbol for the shape of a hug, didn't come into the popular usage until the late 19th century. Here's hoping you get plenty of X's and O's this Valentine's Day. And that is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. You can find more old-time lore online at almanac.com.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. College hoops back in action again tonight for both Kansas teams as the Kansas Jayhawks are still on the road and visiting down south in the state of Oklahoma after coming off their victory with the Oklahoma Sooners 78-55 on Saturday. They now take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys with tip-off tonight at 8 p.m. The Jayhawks are still sitting number 9 in the national AP polls with their latest victories and currently number 2 in the Big 12 Conference with conference play record at 8-4. The Oklahoma State Cowboys are in the middle of the pack for the Big 12 Conference at 7-5 in conference play. After the game tonight, they come back home to Kansas to take on the number 14 Baylor Bears on Saturday. In Wildcat basketball, they're also on the road in Oklahoma taking on the Oklahoma Sooners tonight, also tip at 8 p.m. They're coming off their loss over the weekend against the Texas Tech Red Raiders on the road at 71-63. After sitting number 2 in the Big 12 Conference, the Wildcats have slipped to the number 4 slot with their conference record right now at 7-5. Mid-America Network Sports.
Rusty Eck Ford has been serving our customers in Wichita and all over Kansas for 70 years. Rusty Eck Ford is the new Ford or Blue Advantage certified pre-owned vehicle you are looking for online, in stock, and ready for delivery. Good credit, bad credit, or no credit at all, our finance team will help you with the best finance options available to you. Need your car serviced? Rusty Eck Ford has factory certified technicians to care for all your auto repair needs. We can pick up and drop off your vehicle for service, and our mobile service van can come to your home or work for most routine maintenance needs. Been in a wreck? Call Eck. Do not trust your collision repairs to just any body shop. Our certified professionals can have it done quickly and accurately. We work with your insurance company to get you back on the road as soon as possible. Rusty Eck Ford is Wichita's only President's Award-winning dealership 2 years running for the best overall sales and service experience. Come see us today at 7310 East Kellogg or online at RustyEckFord.com and drive home your new Ford today. And remember,
if you don't come see us today, we can't save you any money.
With the Vince Lombardi Trophy coming back to the Kansas area for the Kansas City Chiefs winning Super Bowl 57, Patrick Mahomes has also brought home the MVP award of 2022 as well. After the 38-35 victory the Kansas City Chiefs had over the Philadelphia Eagles, Mahomes ended up completing 21 of 27 passes in total for 182 yards and 3 passing touchdowns. He also ran 44 yards, including a 26-yard run on the game-winning drive at the end of the fourth quarter, breaking a Super Bowl record. The MVP award for Mahomes is the second of his career after being named MVP after the previous Super Bowl the Kansas City Chiefs won back in 2020. And with the victories coming back to the Kansas City area, Kansas City is planning for their big parade in celebration of the Kansas City Chiefs' win with the Super Bowl. As KWCH News reports, the parade is set to kick off on noon on Wednesday and last roughly 1.5 hours. After the parade, a rally will be held at roughly 1:45 in front of a Union Station and the National World War I Museum and Memorial North Lawn. Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
State fans, don't miss your women's basketball team in action at 6:30 p.m. Wednesday, February 22nd, when we host KU in the Dillon Sunflower Showdown. $40 Wildcat 4-packs are available now and include 4 general admission tickets plus 4 $10 concession vouchers, a savings of $20. Order your tickets to the Dillon Sunflower Showdown now by visiting kstatesports.com or calling 1-800-221-CATS. Go Cats!
Tuesday night basketball tip-offs. Valley Heights hosting Clifton Clyde. Frankfort is home to Onega. Axtell entertains Troy. Washington County's at Hanover. Centralia at Blue Valley. Kansas and Kansas State both tip off at 8 tonight. Live coverage on KNDY.
Wildcat fans, K-State football season tickets are on sale now. Tickets start at just $150, but act fast. Tickets increase starting March 16th.
Your Wildcats are champions of the Big 12. Go crazy, everybody!
Reserve your seat today for the 2023 season by calling 1-800-221-CATS or visiting kstatesports.com. Go Cats!
43 degrees this hour. Any precipitation won't be freezing, at least this morning. Could certainly change by Thursday morning. Looks like Wednesday afternoon through Thursday morning, there is a winter storm watch in effect. And that is for all of our listening area, northeast Kansas, southeast Nebraska. After this rainfall around on Tuesday, heavy snow is possible into Wednesday afternoon, Thursday, with accumulations 4 to 6 inches possible, as well as wind gusts as high as 40 miles per hour, leading to reduced visibility from blowing and drifting snow. This has prompted the issuance of a winter storm watch into Thursday morning. Again, this current round of precipitation is going to be rain, light rain for the most part, and encompasses the eastern half to the eastern third of Kansas and then along the Nebraska-Iowa border. That activity will continue throughout the better part of the day today.
KNDY.
She grew up on the side of the road where the church bells ring and strong love grows. She grew up good, she grew up slow, like American honey. Steady as a preacher, free as a weed, couldn't wait to get going. So innocent, pure and sweet, American honey. There's a wild, wild whisper blowing in the wind, calling out my name like a long-lost friend. Oh, I miss those days as the years go by. Oh, nothing sweeter. Summertime and American honey. Get caught in the race of this crazy life, trying to be everything can make you lose your mind. I just wanna go back in time to American. Summertime.